Joining Yahoo Finance now is the one and only Master P. Master P, good to see you again. You have been a longtime supporter of Yahoo Finance. We appreciate you taking the time. Last time we talked to you, you were making a bid for Reebok. Didn't get that Reebok bid, but you seem like a guy staying busy, now getting more into the snacks business. Why is that your focus?
Well, you know, when you look at Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, I feel like it was mockery. But now we able to get product, me and James Lindsay able to get product on the shelves with the wrap snacks. And now I have the soldier snacks I need to show you. I'm going to introduce the soldier snacks to y'all. Nobody never seen this before.
It's all about, I like it. I like it.
It's all about giving back to military families, disabled veterans, and taking care of their kids. So it's a great product and brand. It's also a great movement. But like you said, I think it's important to be able to have some balance in these supermarkets. So we able to create products, put it out there, and also be able to, our motto is the more we make, the more we give, so we can take care of our community and our culture. So it's so important. I mean, they got so many great brands out there, but I feel like we are opening up doors in a lot of the supermarkets and grocery stores are saying, you know what, let's put some of this African-American and Latino products onto the shelves, and it's making a difference.
Is it hard going doing that? The supermarkets are dominated by these just giant companies. It's a PepsiCo, it's Frito, it's Coca-Cola. How do you make inroads here?
We can't be afraid to try. I mean, everybody has an opportunity. I tell people all the time, everybody is one idea from being a billionaire. And if you look at some of the great brands that was built, they started small, started out their garage, started with mom and pop vendors, and they're national brands, Fortune 500 companies. And I feel like we only make up a half of 1% in these Fortune 500 companies, CEOs as African-Americans. And I want to change that narrative and create our own products and brands.
How do you build a team around you to help scale up, you know, big ideas like this? I think I also saw an Instagram post from you. You are now doing ice cream machines too. And it's pretty innovative. It looked like a self-serve machine, but it definitely looked pretty cool.
It's wonderful. We just did a big deal with Pinkberry. And to be able to put technology into the mix with this and have food products, because with COVID-19, people don't want people touching their products and touching their foods. And we open when Baskin and Robbins and all the other major companies are closed. So if you have an ice cream machine with this technology, you're able to get ice cream anytime you want. And I just love it because we could put these products in malls and schools, and everybody loves ice cream. It's about to get hot again. And also I want to teach my culture on how to do this the right way. And I think this is creating equity for these brands, taking these companies public, just showing a culture that we can do that. And I want to teach during that process. Even I talked to some of my people, they even talked about doing crowdfunding to get people at the lower tier to be able to be involved in this and to be able to have stock in these big brands in the future. Because I want my culture to be able to make money off of these products that we love to buy.
Yeah, you cut through a lot of generations. I still remember very much listening to your music. I still do now. Cut through a lot of different communities, a lot of different audiences. What's the state of the communities and the folks that you talk to really 2 years plus into a pandemic?
Well, you know what? People are realizing that we have to prepare. This pandemic has taught us that we got to go out and create our own business, our own avenue, because one day it might just shut down. I want to show y'all this too. Created a new book, Never Go Broke, for athletes and entertainers. And I want people to see that, like, everything wasn't a success for me. Through my failures, I had to get back up and figure it out. And I just think that when we put our trust and faith in God and we put the work in, anything is possible. So I think during this pandemic, people has learned what hard work is. People has learned what investing in yourself is. And people has learned that failure is not it. Long as you're alive, you got another day to go at it. So even the people on the streets, I came up with a new word. It's called trapping, but we carpet trapping. We're not dying on the streets no more. We're not getting in trouble. It's all about teaching, reaching everyone, all people. And I think that's the new game. It's like, no, let's use our minds, because I feel like product outweighs talent. Talent only lasts for a little while, but product will be around. I mean, we look at catalogs. I feel like I'm the new catalogs now. So I have Curio. I mean, I got more product. I just want to show you that. Nobody has more product than me. That's the master crunch. So I'm the new catalog. And but you know, you have to believe that you are. And I think a lot of people don't realize that they don't put their trust and faith that they can make. And so I got one more thing. I got to show you this.
Well, you have to invite me over to your house to Super Bowl next time.
Super Bowl. I got the Icon chips, the Rap Snack Icon chips, just signed on and partnered up with Snoop Dogg. So he's performing in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And we got the new Snoop brand. And it's the OG barbecue and cheddar. And that's what I'm saying. It's like when we sit down, we talked about this saying, you know what? We've been buying all these products, not let some own some of this stuff, because we spend trillions of dollars as African Americans, but we're not putting money back into the community because we don't own anything. So that's the change. Teaching, education is the key. When you talk about building wealth, it's all about education, knowledge, and wisdom, because you know, business people go up, come down, but they always figure that next idea to get back up. So I think that's what it's about for me.
Not to give away everything in your book, but how should one think about not going broke? What is your best tip?
Well, my best tip is don't be afraid to invest in yourself, and don't be afraid to invest into your education. Because if you know, broke is a mindset. As long as you got another day, you got another day to fight. And I tell people, you know, all the time, broke, the word broke, for me, it's billionaires recreate opportunity and keep educating. So education is the key. Keep educating yourself on your business. Try to do something every day. Consistency will get you to your dreams and your goals. And when you invest in yourself and you know your brand, you know your business, I don't care whether you're an athlete or entertainer, my whole thing is education.
Two quick ones before I let you go. One. Yeah. How come you weren't asked to go into the Super Bowl? This is a retro Super Bowl. These are singers and artists that I enjoyed growing up listening to. They're around my age. You should be up there.
Maybe when they get to the South. I love this. I can't wait for Snoop Dogg to perform. I'm really waiting for the halftime show, even more than the Super Bowl. So I'm there for the halftime show with Snoop and Dre, Mary J. Blige. I want to see this Eminem. It's going to be incredible. I feel one day I'll get my chance when it come down south. So this is a West Coast show, and it's going to be incredible.
Fair enough. And lastly, before I let you go, you know, we've gotten to know you a good bit through the years of talking here at Yahoo Finance. You're outspoken. You have a clear message. You stand for something. What is your take with what's going on with Spotify? As an artist, as a creator, as somebody on this platform, do you still want your music on there?
Yeah, so the thing is, I feel like they just have to have the right people to represent them, and they got to get rid of the wrong people. And I see what's going on. And I just think that everybody, nobody's perfect. So I'm praying that they get it right with the right people. And I think that they'll be all right. If not, people are going to not go to the site. Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with your music still being on there?
Well, you know what? I haven't got into it yet because, you know, I'm really hasn't been in the music business in 20 years, so I'm more into the product game. And I think for me, it really don't matter. But I think for a lot of these artists that's all they do is music. I think it makes a difference for them. And we deserve justice. When you look at the imbalance, and that's what we're saying, that a lot of these companies are giving the money to the wrong people. And these artists is the one who is going hard every day, creating and coming up. So we got to figure out, you know, we already talked about building a union for hip hop. But I think it's time to be able to be recognized by these major companies.
Well said. Really, always great to get some time with you, Master P. Enjoy the big game. Enjoy the Super Bowl performances. Good luck with the ventures. And we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate it.